What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, April 16th. And before we get started with the show, we want to talk about Rough and Rowdy 8 this Friday night. Mark, tell us who's on the card.
Yeah, April 19th. They're going back to West Virginia, which is always fun. You got Big Cat and El Prez, Dave, hosting. Always good stuff. I think Big Cat will probably do the national anthem. But the fights is what everyone's really interested in. And the main event is a good one. It's two big boys, knockout artists. Thor Smash, who's 2-0.
What a name.
Yeah, he's a big motherfucking strong dude. But he's taking on this guy who's also very big but doesn't look physically as jacked as Thor, but he's 3-0, and he knocked out that cop, and he fights in jeans. He knocked out the cop that was really good with one hand.
Love that.
So two big boys going to be knocking each other out.
It's only going to get better with Rough and Rowdy as more competitors keep competing,
right,
and we have like favorites. It's just going to only get better.
Exactly.
I love
There's a lot of repeat fighters, a lot of winners, undefeated people coming back, and they're not going to be undefeated for long.
Yep.
I like a guy that fights in jeans. That's just me.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a must watch. Like all right. We've also got... what's up?
It's like Lionheart.
Yeah, like Lionheart with Jean-Claude Van Damme. But this guy is nothing like Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's a hick.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the jeans.
Yeah. All right. We've also got an incredible new sponsor this week, a really badass sponsor, We the People Holsters. Catch their special offer in the ad read right before the lightning round. All right. Our top stories for the day. I'm going to kick us off talking about the Notre Dame Cathedral. I'm told it's Notre Dame, but I think it's Notre Dame, which caught fire on Monday. And then Pat's going to tell us about Tiger Woods getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, the green jacket wasn't enough for Woodsy.
He earned it.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly did. Wes is going to tell us about Bernie Sanders' tax returns.
Yeah, he's a millionaire now, but will it change him?
Of course it will.
Changes everyone.
Of course it will.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to change them.
And then Mark will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. All right, let's get into the Notre Dame. It burned on Monday. The world-famous Catholic cathedral in Paris, France, Notre Dame, erupted into flames, and it took the fire department about 7 hours to put out the blaze. Thankfully, the wooden roof in the interior basically all that were lost in the fire. But it wasn't looking good at first. The roof caved in, and a state of emergency was declared for the entire surrounding area of the cathedral.
Really?
So
state of emergency, that was necessary?
Well, there's like precious art and such.
It gets hot.
It's like the most famous cathedral in the world.
What is that?
They had to recover shit from inside. They had to make sure that the walls didn't fall down on people.
Shit's falling from high levels.
And I get it's bad. Building. It's like if the Louvre.
It's bad.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
Louvre?
You nailed it.
Louvre. If that was on fire or like
it's glass.
Know,
the
our most famous buildings.
Yeah.
The Sydney Opera. If that was on fire, probably
nailed
national.
That one too. Yeah. You know a lot of monuments.
President Macron, he said, the worst has been avoided, but the battle isn't fully won yet. He's such an amazing orator. He also said that he felt bad about it happening so close to Easter and that France will rebuild the cathedral together, which is great news. But how did the fire start is what I want to know. And unfortunately, nobody knows. Nobody was hurt. Some right-wing French guy suggested on Shepard Smith's show that it was a conspiracy. He even called it, quote, the French 9/11.
Oh, come on.
He was quickly kicked off the show.
Zero deaths compared to thousands of deaths.
You guys remember in 2015 when those attacks happened and those terrorists shot up the Bataclan nightclub? And
Right. That was a real 100, tragedy.
130
right
people
there.
Died.
Still nowhere near.
Zero deaths in this one. He's comparing it to 9/11. What a cock.
Okay.
What a cock.
Yeah, it's wild. They kicked him off the show like immediately.
He said, sir?
Someone just punches him. His own cameraman just punches him.
He gets the hook from the Apollo. Yeah.
Sorry, he does this. He compares everything to 9/11.
I'll tell you one thing they're not talking about, though, anymore after this is are the Yellow Vests.
Well, good point. Macron was supposed to do a speech about the Yellow Vest on Monday, and he canceled it because he had to deal with
maybe
the cathedral.
I don't know.
Do we think that there's a conspiracy here, though?
But it could go both ways. If you really want to do the conspiracies, it could be Macron or it could be the citizens who want more money for the cathedral renovations from the government. They're not getting enough money, and it's a shit. It was a shitty shit-shaped cathedral, so they wanted more money. So the conspiracy could be the renovator set it on fire so they could get more money from the government. It could be Macron was trying to dodge the Yellow Vest, or it could be more likely it was just a fucking accident.
Well, you guys sound really linked into the the French conspiracy world.
Well, I was in French Polynesia for the last 11 days.
That's true. Yep.
And you learned a lot. It also could be any of the millions of people that have been touched by Catholic priests.
Yeah, it could just be God.
Some of them have a vendetta.
Yeah. Could be, Pat. That's a good theory.
So everybody is as clueless as we are about why this happened. Basically, the roof, which was apparently, as Mark said, having some work done on it, caught on fire in the middle of mass, and everybody was able to escape comfortably, I think.
The roof.
But the French authorities say there will be an investigation.
The roof is on fire?
Yep.
Those wooden roofs go up pretty well.
Yeah, I don't think it was all wooden, though, but
Right. Well, I mean, why people care, we haven't really touched on the history. Notre Dame is 850 years old, and a famous story about a hunchback who loved a girl who didn't love him back took place there.
Mm-hmm. His name is Quidditch.
And also,
Quidditch was his name.
Quasimodo.
Yeah,
Quidditch is the nerd game they play in that Harry Potter, right?
Sure.
Quasimodo had some fucking nerve. What did he think? He's a hunchback. She's not going to love him back.
Yeah,
he's a freak.
You know, he called her a bitch after he got denied.
The guy had no chance.
You fucking bitch.
Hey, do you want to date me? No, I don't think so. Running, screaming
it's
away.
Because you were an ugly
bitch. Yeah, I mean, it was a good story because it was true. You know, I mean, it didn't get people's hopes up. All right, let's take it to the internet, though. We're going to go in order of most sensitive to least, starting off with @RealDonaldTrump. He says, this was right when the fire was breaking out. He says, so horrible to watch the massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly.
Yeah. Perhaps flying swimming pools could be used.
Yeah. He compares it to the California wildfires.
Donald says to himself after this, he said, that's it for today. That was good. That was a good day. Good day of work.
A flying water tanker.
Yeah, no. He kept tweeting. He tweeted some condolences later.
Trump definitely has some deep passion about fixing fires, fire issues.
He's definitely an expert on how to put
his catchphrase is "You're fired."
Yeah.
They need more water.
Yeah.
Next comment, a little bit less sensitive than the last one. @PFT commenter, our vice president of football operations. He says usually Notre Dame waits until November to collapse.
Yeah, he wrote that about 10 minutes after the fire went live. So nice.
Yeah.
Nice one, PFT.
Before knowing if anyone had died.
Yeah.
Hopefully he knew.
Read one conflicting report about the amount of deaths and was like, yeah, I can fire this off.
And then Dave Portnoy @StoolPresidente, he tweeted out or quote tweeted a video of the cathedral on fire. And he says, so Notre Dame, it hurts. Mm.
Yeah. Just not really even a joke. Just the video of the building on fire.
Just a jab.
Just a jab.
Just a straight jab at Notre Dame.
Nice work, PFT and Dave.
Yeah. All right, that's that.
Look, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, guys, is an award bestowed by the President of the United States. And along with the Congressional Gold Medal, it's the highest civilian award one can receive in the Estados Unidos. It recognizes those people who have made a, quote, especially meritorious contribution to the security or natural interests of the Estados Unidos.
I don't think you said that word right.
Yeah, you didn't. You missed an O.
Meritorious.
Meritorious, yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I should give you an award for that. World peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. Its recipients include legendary filmmakers like John Ford and Steven Spielberg.
Oh, John Ford.
Yeah, exemplary writers like Tennessee Williams and John Steinbeck. Mm-hmm. Brave activists like Gloria Steinem and Harvey Milk.
What'd she do?
And coming soon... Old Woodsy. That's right.
Tiger's Tiger's getting one?
Yeah.
El Tigre.
President Trump tweeted yesterday, spoke to @TigerWoods to congratulate him on the great victory he had in yesterday's Masters, to inform him that he would, that because of his incredible success and comeback in sports, golf,
thanks.
Close parentheses.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And more importantly, life, all caps, I will be presenting him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
What does he mean by comeback in life? Because I get the sports thing. You know, mm-hmm. like we all knew how good
Tiger. Oh, you know what he means. Yeah.
What does he mean? Like his comeback from being sad about fucking whores and not wanting to talk about it to now being happy about fucking whores secretly. Like, I don't understand his comeback in life part.
Trump's stoked.
It wasn't like he like had cancer. He right. fucked whores.
Yeah, he just stopped.
You're like, what do you mean just come back in life?
Which is a form of cancer.
What? He wasn't like in a bad accident. It wasn't like Tracy Morgan. Mm-mm. He just fucked whores.
That was a comeback.
Like, okay, all right.
Well, look, you can add Tiger to the list of other people Trump wanted to meet, therefore bestowed the award to, like footballers Roger Staubach and Alan Page, and his posthumous presentation to Babe Ruth and Elvis. Mm. It makes me wish I could build a time machine and go back to Jupiter, Florida on the evening of November 27th, 2009, just after Tiger rammed his Cadillac Escalade into a fire hydrant because he was being chased by his irate wife who was coming after him swinging a golf club.
She probably looked so hot.
Yeah, this was right after she learned that he was banging the neighbor girl whom he'd known since she was a teenager, in addition to various porn stars. I just want to walk up to him right as he falls to the ground, all Xanaxed out, and right before Elon gets to him and whisper in his ear, hang in there, buddy. You're going to bounce back big time.
Yeah. Pretty, get a medal of honor.
And that he did.
And what a bounce back.
How mad is his wife right now?
Oh, his ex-wife.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Not happy. I think the comeback, though, Mark, is that he's been so good at golf that people have now forgotten about that
right.
that public whore banging era of his
completely
life.
Forgotten.
Way to be so good at your skill that mm-hmm. people just don't care. Right. About what
you hear
you
that,
do.
Kids?
That's exactly what it yeah. is.
It's a license to do whatever you want. Honestly, this is a BS award, guys. And after looking at the rest of the recipients, Tiger had this baby coming to him. You know, adultery in general, assholery aside, he's the fourth golfer to receive the award, joining Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Charles Sifford.
Oh, he certainly should be in that company. Yeah, so if they're going to give out awards, if they're going to give Charles Sifford this thing,
the
then,
fuck is Charles
then,
Sifford?
Yeah.
And what president, like Trump's favorite thing in life is golf. You knew he was going to milk a golf
sensation. And he's golfed with Tiger a bunch.
It's a mixed bag. Yeah. There's a lot of great recipients on the list. There's lots of, you know, arguable. Anyway, this award is literally.
Oh, got a not Tiger guy over here.
No, I like Tiger. I just don't think we need to give him an award right now.
Tiger's second best golfer of all time. About if he gets one, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, Wes? You're a golf guy.
What? How many more majors?
Yeah,
I think. Well, obviously, after watching him at the Masters, he's got potential number one golfer in the world.
Yeah. No, ever.
No, Nicklaus is still better.
Okay,
for sure.
Okay,
let's take it to the internet, guys. Majors, yeah. So Nolan Snyder says, name another person on the planet who's united people from all races, parties, sexes, etc., more than Tiger. It's a good question. On
Jesus.
Sunday at the Masters, everyone forgot what political agenda the country was pushing and rooted together as one for the unbelievable comeback story we saw.
It's true, though. I mean, he does unite a lot of people.
Yep. Right.
And everyone and support. It's good. It's good when everyone's rooting for him.
Yeah. So Mongo News Network clapped back and said, Jackie Robinson did much more than Tiger ever will. And
well,
Nolan didn't like that. He said,
Jackie was awesome.
But. Nolan said, I'm not exactly sure what point you're trying to make.
Listen,
right. At different times, though. I mean, there were already black golfers. There were no black baseball players.
That's true. He's the first color line in the pros.
Everyone's behind him, but nobody forgets. That's the bottom line. I mean, thou shalt not judge the you, something mm-hmm. like that.
You nailed it.
You know, right. It's thou shalt fuck thy neighbor.
Thou shalt fuck thy neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind your wife's back.
Since a teenager.
Yeah.
And then drink beers with his dad and pretend you're not banging his daughter.
Oh, Jesus. I honestly didn't even know that.
Read the book.
That's
long.
That's dirty.
Was it Leviticus 3:20?
No, yeah, it was Tiger Woods. No, okay.
Thou shalt not something. All right,
biography.
Well, all right, moving on. Well, yesterday was tax day, and if you're like three out of the four of us, you filed an extension or did nothing at all. Congrats, Will, for being the most mature. Fairness to Mark, he did just get home from Tahiti, so who the fuck wants to do your taxes coming right after that? You got to let the tan dry a little bit first.
Yeah.
But Pat and I really have no excuse.
Is that today?
Shit.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to bring that up. Like, you guys all do realize you can complete your taxes well before April 15th.
Yes. Yeah, but you don't have the money to pay for it. It makes it a little hard.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Realize I could have done better than a C+ in school, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in honor of tax day, Bernie Sanders released 10 years of his tax returns to the public. Exciting stuff here, guys. And those tax returns revealed that Bernie made himself a millionaire by running for president. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a no-brainer. He's doing it again, right? I'd keep doing anything that was proven to make me a millionaire.
Yeah.
No matter what it was.
I take it back.
Walking on coals.
I take it back for making fun of him for running again. Clearly, he makes a lot of money doing it. So keep running, you know?
What if you accidentally did something really bad that made you a millionaire and you were like, "Woo! Thank God I didn't get caught for
How
that.
How bad are we talking?
Yeah, how much? How much?
I'm
and
talking
how bad.
Bad? I'm talking about like you accidentally commit a hit for someone that they paid you $1 million. Oh, for.
Happens all the time.
For one hit for $1 million.
You mean like Robin Banks?
Done.
You're in.
One for $1 million.
You're
done.
In?
Yeah.
One for $1 million.
Yeah.
So
you're on a list now for sure.
So it so in 2015 his taxes showed an income of $240K, and then it got a nice little bump in 2016 to almost $1.1 million when he ran for president. And since that first run, he and his wife, not sure what she actually did to be included here, I guess just married him, but he and his wife have made $2.79 million. He of course also wrote a best-selling book, which is where a lot of us.
Did you research if his wife did anything, or did you just throw that out?
No, I just threw it out there to be an asshole.
I imagine Bernie's wife looks like a female version of Bernie. Like
not at
like,
all.
You didn't see her during the last
like
game?
Like the female Garth from Wayne's World 2.
She's younger than him, right? She's
younger.
Yeah, like Bernie in a wig. Yeah.
She looks like a fourth grade teacher, basically.
Yeah, there you go.
He of course wrote a best-selling book, which he controversially joked about, saying, quote, "I wrote a best-selling book. If you write a best-selling book, you can be a millionaire too." You know,
yeah.
It's very, very easy.
He's got a point though. Like the presidential campaign is basically the ultimate book tour.
Yes.
For him, it was just a book tour because he didn't win anything.
And you're moving units though. Right. Like when you're moving through town.
Well, it's like that mayor from Baltimore that we busted for. We talked about how she got busted for doing children's books, and then once she got in power, she was just like selling them for favors.
But it's okay if you sell them to the public, not to your friends that you give contracts to.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But Will, you're right. If you are offering signed books after the rally and your books are for sale there, you're just mopping the floor with them.
Oh yeah.
He could do like stupid T-shirts with just his ugly face, like white T-shirts. People buy that.
You'll
shit.
Buy them.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he was moving merch too.
Yeah, commencement speeches, all that kind of stuff. That shit pays.
People need shirts. It's cold.
So, will this newfound money make Bernie change some of his progressive policies, such as higher taxes for the super rich to pay for things like his Medicare plan? Will the money change Bernie?
Of course it will.
Yeah, of course. Sanders' campaign manager, Faiz Shakir, said, quote, "He could earn another $1 million and it still wouldn't matter. So don't worry, devout Bernie freaks. Your man has his head tightly screwed on until dementia sets in any day now, really."
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Any day. He's going to be peeing in public places any day. This, of course...
With or without booze.
Without. This, of course, puts more heat for President Trump to release his taxes, heat that Trump absolutely does not give two fucks about. Just a little tidbit here. Sanders earned $566,000 in 2018 and donated only $19,000 to charity. So take that as you will.
It's not a lot.
It's not bad.
It's small.
It's not a lot.
566.
It's like 0.5%.
Yeah. For a guy that talks a lot, you know what I mean?
It's also, what did he donate to? I mean, right. I donated like $7,000 in clothes, so I donated $7,000.
Yeah, right, you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I lost so much weight. Like all the shoes and jackets.
Yeah, where'd you get that evaluation on your clothes?
Oh, they have a sheet. They tell you how much shoes and jackets
and
t-shirts
are.
Well, you've never done that?
No, I have. I thought you were making a joke.
That's why you're so bad at getting tax returns.
You know that.
All right.
All right, moving to the internet. Robert Jones says, "So fucking what? Y'all think that means something? I'll release mine. That's about as much difference it will make or won't. It will or won't make." So he doesn't.
All right, Trump Robert. Guy, let's see those tax
returns.
Doesn't
care.
Someone tells me Robert Jones made $43,000.
Yeah,
that's just my guess.
Mm-hmm. But Ryan Bevilacqua says, "So why doesn't he just pay more than what is required to set an example?"
Question mark. That's a troll. He was trolling.
Yeah. And another troll, Jason Klein, says capitalism at its finest.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Jab.
Those book sales. Yeah.
Can't do without capitalism.
All right. Let's take it to some stories we couldn't get to. Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by We the People Holsters. We the People Holsters offer custom-made holsters all produced in the USA. They design their own gun holsters in-house, which means that they don't use any third-party molds. Instead, they design every unique mold in Las Vegas in order to best fit each and every firearm perfectly. Hard Factor Pat and Hard Factor Will, you might want to get in on this. Pat, you don't even have a holster at all for your handgun. You're running around about to shoot your dick off like Plaxico Burress. We the People are constantly updating designs, adding new designs every month so they can stay up to date on the newest models that come out. They even have their own 3D design team who measures every micromillimeter of their guns to ensure the perfect fit. Their unique and intuitive clip design allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so that it will fit comfortably and securely at all times. We the People holsters start at just $37 a piece. Every holster comes with a lifetime guarantee. Every holster ships free. If it's not a perfect fit, send it back for a refund. The URL you're going to want to use for us is for Hard Factor. It's wethepeopleholsters.com/factor. That's one word, wethepeopleholsters.com/factor. Right now, listeners of Hard Factor can go to the wethepeopleholsters.com/factor and enter promo code FACTOR, all capital letters, at checkout to get $10 off their first holster. It's already as low as $37, and shipping is free with an additional $10 off using my promo code. Again, that's wethepeopleholsters.com/factor and promo code FACTOR at checkout. Get you $10 off.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt.
Oh, yeah!
The 123rd Boston Marathon took place on Monday, and it was quite the finish. Lawrence Chirono of Kenya, shocker, narrowly defeated two-time champion Lalisa Desisa, great name, of Ethiopia. I'm sure neither of those guys took any sort of steroids whatsoever. The finish was 2 hours, 7 minutes, and 58 seconds, which is well under 5 minute mile average. It's like 4 minutes and 48 seconds or something like that. I don't know.
They're only
for 26.2 straight miles.
It's being Kenyan.
Lalisa Desisa sounds like someone you'd wait like hours to see in Tijuana. The Lalisa Desisa show.
You don't
the show.
Yeah, yeah. You want to get there early. You want to be low on the list. Yeah.
Sounds like she gets fucked to death by a mule.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta see this.
The Boston Marathon is one of the most famous marathons in the world. And you may remember there was a horrific terrorist attack bombing at the Boston Marathon 6 years ago. Surprisingly, PFT didn't tweet a joke about the Bruins blowing up. I guess he was too busy with the Notre Dame Cathedral comparison to college football team in America. Good one. I guess maybe next year we can hope for a PFT bombing joke on Twitter. Got a Florida story you want here for you. Florida woman, or woman, I should say, not Florida man this time. Apparently, three women were applying suntan lotion, so they say, at a rest stop in Dade County, and they got completely nude. So nice.
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 Yeah, they were definitely on their way to the beach, right?
Nice little rest stop. I guess what alerted the cops? The huge crowd of people around them? So officers approached them, and they frantically started getting dressed, like in the rest stop scene from There's Something About Mary, and then they just got in a car and took off because they probably were high on drugs. So they went on a 21-mile chase during which they swerved their car into the police car multiple times, and then when they eventually like got out on foot, one of them tried to attack a cop with a baseball bat. So turns out they were just crazy prostitutes.
Yeah. No plans for the beach, just absolutely insane. And it felt really good to have suntan lotion rubbed all over them at the time.
They weren't lotioning up to go to the beach.
Yeah. All their senses were just like,
oh, shit, a cop. All right, I have gone on record here on Hard Factor stating that I don't respect protesting of any kind for any reason by any group of people and think that it's a huge waste of time. Okay. Apparently, I'm not alone. Hey, look, I've got a sign. We're angry. That doesn't do shit. Just stay at home.
It incites social change.
Stay at home and vote or do something else.
Brings attention to the problem.
It does nothing. It never works. Anyways, back to the story. A couple made laxative-laced cookies and handed them out to a group of people, protesting teachers that were like protesting with an earshot of their house.
Yeah, very annoying.
And they did it under the guise that they were like being nice to them and being like, you must have had a long day of protesting. Eat these delicious cookies we made for you. Meanwhile, they'd taken a video of them putting the laxatives in, saying, "We're so sick of these fucking noisy ass motherfuckers," and the people honking in support for them.
Damn.
Handed them all out because they wanted the whiny protesters to move it the fuck along, just like everyone else does. And they accomplished that by making them all shit their pants. So nice. Great.
They
great
did that
story.
To teachers, huh?
Yeah, fuck them.
Pretty vicious.
And that's going to do it for Hard Factor. You may have noticed yesterday that Will did not plug a competition for a Friday show, and that's because Hard Factor is going to be working this whole weekend, providing excellent video content and a live power hour with PFT from the main motherfucking stage at the Cannabis Cup in Sacramento, California on 420.
Oh, yeah.
So come on out to see us, and most importantly, have a great fucking day.